The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. This bulletin is live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi. Affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up. Hundreds of supporters thronged the oil city Takrade in a mammoth-held walk in a lead-up to the launch of the MPP's much-anticipated job-focused manifesto. We have details as the MPP National Youth Organizer declares party will not sacrifice the election on the altar of peace.
We are for peace. We like peace. We are for the progress of this country. But we will not be pushed out by any form of tactics.
We'll take you live to Takrade for updates shortly. Also coming up, CPP backs NDC's position of not signing an agreement for peace in the upcoming election.
We, the Convention People's Party, if they come to us to sign the agreement, we will not sign it. The CPP agrees with the Trading Kefia.
And the NDC flag bearer, John Mahama, urges Electoral Commission to expedite processes to make available the provisional voters register ahead of its exhibition exercise.
The exhibition of the register starts in 4 days. We should have received those provisional registers by now.
We've got details as he ends his tour of the Volta region with the party's manifesto launch set for next week. And thousands of MPP supporters have today hit the streets of the oil city Takrade in a mammoth-held walk organized by the governing New Patriotic Party to sow up its popularity in the region. This event is part of the build-up to the launch of the MPP's highly anticipated 2024 manifesto, which promises to focus on job creation and digitizing the economy. Our political desk reporter Samuel Mbura is in the Western region for us. He joins us on phone with the latest from there. Samuel, what's the buzz like in Takrade right now? What sentiments are you picking up?
Well, Darren, obviously the Western region is a very important area in Ghana's elections. And the MPP has always done well here, and they are trying to make sure that they keep their supporters strong, or their support strong. And recently they have embarked on a health walk and launching their manifesto here in the Western region. So if you ask me the current atmosphere, I would say that it is electrifying, and thousands of people have actually hit the streets in the force or to support the cause of the government NPP.
And some of this response to the NDC from the National Youth Organizer of the MPP, what is Mustafa Salam saying?
You know, it's to be recalled that there have been these conversations about signing peace pact, and the NDC recently gave a strong notice that they would not allow the NPP have their way in the upcoming elections. Well, Salam Mustafa, who is the national youth organizer of the NPP, says that they are for peace, but they will not sacrifice the elections on the altar of peace.
That nobody in this country can intimidate the NPP out of power. Okay, you are. Come on. And you're too mad. You're here and sing NDC. Our record beat the NDC. Everything we have done far better than the NDC. There is no single thing our NDC best me the NPT and our elections way. Mika Tremo. So boy, me will response to my NDC. Monday no, me home coach, the activities of my national youth organizer. I say, the NDC will not be a victim of peace. I'm also telling them, the NPP would not sacrifice this election on the altar of peace.
And that's the MPP National Youth Organizer there, Mustafa Salam. Somewhere we also know the running mate of the party, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, led this health walk. What has he been telling the people of the Western region?
Well, he's yet to address the crowd gathered here in Takoradi. By the moment, the Asin Central MP, the former MP for Asin Central, Kennedy Japan, is addressing the MPP supporters. So after him, we are expecting that Dr. Michael Opoku-Prempeh will come and also deliver his speech.
Do we have a tease of what to expect when the party launches its manifesto tomorrow?
Well, the party has always indicated that their focus is on digitizing the economy and also creating more jobs for the youth. So these are some of the key factors or the key messages we are likely to hear or to feature heavily in the MPP's manifesto that will be launched tomorrow by 2 p.m.
Yeah, and on the flip side, we know such activities impact positively on the local economy. Tell us more.
Yeah, Dara, exactly. I must say that I nearly missed my hotel reservation. And when I tried getting other hotels as well, they were actually fully booked. Even hotels that you see online that are charging like 600 Ghana cedis, 400 Ghana cedis have also adjusted their prices. And these hotels are fully booked. So the hotel operators here are cashing in. Likewise, the vendors, restaurants, and all the, the local economy is actually booming here, including the taxi drivers who are also around here taking people who have just come into Takoradi for the purpose of this particular launch of the MPP manifesto.
All right, political desk reporter Samuel Imbura there reporting from the Western region where we expect the MPP to launch its party manifesto. That will be live on your superstation Joy 99.7 FM on our TV channel Joy News and all our social media platforms. But on the subject of peace, some smaller parties are strongly supporting the NDC chairman's position of not signing a peace agreement for the upcoming December polls. Communications director for the Convention People's Party, Osei Kofi Akwa, has said that the CPP will not sign a peace agreement because previous ones have yielded no results.
We, the Convention People's Party, don't see anything wrong with Mr. Sidin Tetia refusing to commit the party to an agreement of which he has his own doubts. There were gunshots and violence at Ayawaso West Wagon during the by-elections. We didn't see a strong position of the Peace Council speaking and condemning it. The National Peace Council is becoming a very dormant institution which only wakes up during election year. We, the Convention People's Party, if they come to us to sign the agreement, we will not sign it. The CPP agrees with the trading KPR.
Well, flag bearer of the NDC, John Dramani Mahama, reiterated the point made by his party's chairman, stating that he understands his chairman's position of not glorifying a peace pact, but rather ensuring that peace prevails.
I read the statement made by our chairman this morning. Even though it is not a decision that we have sat and taken, I can understand the position he's coming from. He's talking about justice and saying that we should not glorify just signing a peace pact without acting to make sure that peace exists.
Meantime, the NDC flag bearer is urging the Electoral Commission to expedite processes to make available the provisional voters' register ahead of its exhibition exercise. Speaking on the final day of his tour of the Volta region, he pointed out that the Commission had requested parties to submit the external drives for the register in July, but has since failed to deliver it. He says, as of Friday evening, political parties were still waiting for the register.
On the last day of his tour, the NDC flag bearer visited the Central Tong, South Tong, Keta, and Anglo constituencies. Key amongst his message for the people was the 24-hour economy, a promise to put in place mechanisms to enhance trade between the people of the Volta region and Togo, and many others.
I want to draw the attention of the Electoral Commission. In July, they asked all political parties to bring their hard drives so that they could give us a copy of the provisional voters register. The exhibition of the register starts in 4 days. We should have received those provisional registers by now so that we can help our members to check if their names are there. They have asked us to come today for the hard drives with the provisional register. I'm calling on the Electoral Commission to make sure that we get the hard drives with the provisional registers today, so that we can send them to the constituencies and let our executives start helping our people to check and make sure their names are there.
He says persons who have misused funds related to the Ketaport project will be held accountable after investigations if he is elected.
On Meriam Port Services, and we commissioned them to build a new harbour. So they went and borrowed their own money and came and built the harbour for us. Gapoha is a partner to MPS. And so Gapoha receives dividends or a share of the profits from the new port. Since that port was built, Gapoha has earned almost $200 million from the new port. First, they took $70 million of that money and went and put it into Bankra port. $70 million of Gapoha's profit from the port that they said Mahama had sold, they took it and went and put it in Bankra port. Now they've taken another $8 million and said they're coming to build administration block for Keta port. When we come, we're going to audit Keta port. We're going to investigate it. Anybody who has dropped money there, we'll hold them accountable. Atiglinyi has to go back to the bush.
During an interaction in the fishing community of Anglo Afiadenyigba, John Mahama was installed a development chief.
This is the first step towards the Flagstaff House on 7th January 2025. This is the Afiadenyigba sword, and it will become the Ghana sword.
All right, Maxwell, we've got there bringing us a wrap of the tour by the NDC flag bearer to the Volta region with the party's manifesto set to be launched next week. It will be live on your election headquarters. Also tomorrow, the MPP going to launch its manifesto. We'll bring that to you live as well here on your superstation, Joy 99.7 FM. Of course, your election headquarters is in partnership with Petrosol, Clean Fuel, and in full quantity, SIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, SIMA, AICP, and SIMA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, also Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging Gaps for Positive Youth Development. We are turning to other news for you this afternoon. Member of Parliament for Commander Idinegwa Fabrim, Samuel Atamils, has backed residents' demonstration over the Commander Sugar Factory. Residents of Commander have already notified the Ghana Police Service of their intention to hit the streets of Accra in protest of government's move to lease the Commander Sugar Factory to an Indian firm for 15 years. Speaking to journalists in Parliament, MP for Commander Samuel Atamils said the residents' agitation is in order.
We have outgrowers who are still ready and able to contribute their share to the production of sugar. Nobody is speaking to them. And once you do that, people will come up with their own ideas. And they are demonstrating because they want some information. Now, I, as a member of parliament, haven't been briefed on anything going on. So what do I tell them?
This government has failed the country. They have failed the people of Commander Idinegwa Fabrim. How many times have they not promised us that they were going to operationalize this place? It was all just cheap political talk.
Member of Parliament for Commander Samuel Atamils. Now, the Commission on Human Rights and Administrative Justice, Shraj, has expressed concerns about aspects of the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill. While the bill aims to protect Ghanaian family values by banning LGBTQ+ activities, opponents have challenged it in the Supreme Court. Joseph Wittal, Commissioner for Shraj, emphasized the need for the bill to address human rights concerns sensitively. He made the remarks during a two-day human rights training for journalists, urging the media to hold state actors accountable on human rights issues.
If government has accepted that it doesn't do certain things against women, vulnerable women, and then government is not signing the witchcraft bill, is there not a dichotomy, an issue? If government is committed to the human rights of all, why are we in the Supreme Court over LGBT issues? This is on record. We are saying the position of the commission is that the bill has got certain human rights issues in them. And so if those are streamlined, there's no problem. So we are those who actually are happy with why the LGBT bill is in the Supreme Court, so that the outcome becomes sanitized and respecting the human rights obligations of Ghana. That's all. Yeah.
I had Joseph Wittal there. He is commissioner for Swaraj. And in the news here on Joy 99.7 FM, there is more news on our website, myjoyonline.com. Remember, this is your election headquarters. Tomorrow, we'll bring you live the manifesto launch of the MPP. That's here on Joy 99.7 FM on the Joy News channel and our social media platforms. Stay tuned. Sports Link is up next with Nathaniel Ator. Good afternoon to you, Nathaniel.